Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast. To hear a show. God.
Hello and welcome to Stopcast Podcast. This is episode number 307.
Well, it's December 4th, 2016.
What's up, everybody? My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
Hey.
Hey. And the Pac-Man's here.
Hey.
Welcome back to the show. Stopcast.net is our website. If you want to check that out, stopcast@gmail.com. Send us an email or a voicemail or whatever, 209-845-7867. Let's see, Engine, ENJN.com. Wonderful sponsors over there at Engine, providing us with wonderful website services and voice hosting if you don't use Discord, which we do. But that doesn't matter. Holy shit, what's going on?
Dog lost the internet.
Is that the dog or the washing machine?
What?
What was that noise?
Apparently he's trying to dig a hole in the basement floor.
Good lord.
Holy shit.
Settle down.
Sounded like the washing machine was coming through the floor.
I can't even hear. My earphones are so good. Like,
what?
Blocks everything out.
Literally all I could hear. Oh, shit.
I could get on him like I got on Susie that one day.
Welcome to the show. Wonderful start to the show. Anyway, let's, anything else before we talk about what we did?
Oh, let's fuck this show up.
What?
What did you do this week?
All right, so who wants to go first? What should we talk about here?
Let's let Pat go first. He's been gone for 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Where do I even start? I'm done with training.
Okay.
Finally.
Yeah?
I do have to go into work early in the morning.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot of early mornings.
Okay.
Because of shit that goes on late at night.
So you get, but, you're starting up already now. Like, boom, you're heading into the new position?
Yeah, I'm in it. Cool. And like Flint. yeah, pretty much to go over my last, what, 4 fucking weeks? Lay in a hotel pretty much every night.
Yeah.
On a good note, Clout and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Did come pick me up from the hotel one night and took me to a really nice Mexican restaurant, and we eat and had a few beers, and
cool.
And they brought me back and dropped me off. So thanks to them for getting me out that one night,
because
I was bored to fucking dead. cool guys. Really like those two.
Yeah,
it was really, I guess is what I would consider an upper-class Mexican restaurant, because I couldn't understand half the shit on the menu. But
cerveza.
I mean, most of it was in Spanish, and I failed Spanish in high school. And, like, I seen in quotations, it said crab meat and something else. I'm like, oh, I like that. Or crab meat and shrimp in quotations. I'm like, I want that. It was really fucking good. Whatever it was really good.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was studying and shit, and the other people that I was in the classes with were fucking stiffs, and none of them liked to drink, none of them liked to go out and do anything, you know. shot that in the ass. I was out by myself most of the time.
Shit.
Took a lot of sleeping pills just to go to sleep because I can't stand just sitting in a hotel room.
Yeah.
So I took sleeping pills and was asleep by like 7 o'clock every night. But I had to get up at 5 in the morning, so wasn't too bad. Just got about 12 hours of sleep every night. Got all that done. Of course, I was raiding on Friday afternoons because I would get home and we would raid. We do have Odin down.
Nice.
Nice.
So Odin's down. Odin's done. We pretty much ran out of time on the dog, so on Helya's pet, whatever you want to call him. So we didn't really get a very good attempt at that, but that's what we're going to work on Wednesday. And we're also continuing through on Emerald Nightmare Heroic. Have you guys got Odin down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did this week.
Okay. But yeah, we're gonna pick back up. I locked the raid out because I wanna try to get through it as quick as possible.
Because Odin's a cunt.
Yeah, yeah. And see, like they nerfed the first two phases or whatever, or some of the stuff in the first two phases, and that was a shit that I didn't think that they needed to nerf.
Yeah.
Like it was like nerf the fucking end, like where you can actually stand in the shit when he transitioned phases for a little bit longer than two or three ticks. But
yeah,
they nerfed it in the wrong place because we had those first two phases just
face
don't
roll.
Lock. Mm-hmm. Never fucked up on them. But hell with her eye beam now that she does on the one of the first little mini bosses there. Like you don't even have to stack.
No,
it's normal. I mean, it literally does no
damage. As long as it hits two people, you're fine.
Yep. And, but yeah, we got him down, got some loot. That's about all I did on the gaming. And we probably would have got the pet, the dog, or whatever you want to call it, three-headed monster, down. But I didn't have any time to do any research, to do any, put any strat together or anything. So I worked on that some next couple of days. That's about all I did for gaming, and that's about all I did for real-life shit. Besides, last night, I went to Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, boy.
Met up with Paper Sack. He drove over.
Cool.
Joe Boo, which lives there, and Hootie, which is a healer in our guild. Met up with those guys and went bar hopping. Got way too fucking drunk. Piper went to the Predators game. I didn't get to make it because I had to go to a birthday party down that away. But anyway, so I meet up with them at 7 o'clock. Joe Boo's already smashed drunk. Paper Saxton's smashed drunk. Hootie was okay. So I met up with them at 7:30. We ended up 10 bars later at another bar, and I go in and I get my beer and I take one drink out of it and I feel a peck on my shoulder and I turn around and it's a bouncer.
Oh no.
I'm like, I have done nothing. I just got in here.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't let your friend in here. I said, which one? And he points, and of course it's just pouring down rain outside.
Uh-huh.
And Joe Boo's standing out there in the street like this. He says, him. I can't let him in there. I said, why? He goes, he's way too drunk.
Shit.
I said, so I went out there. I chugged my beer, and I went out there. And I'm like, Joe Boo, you can't hold it together for like 5 seconds while he IDs you to get the fuck in here. So didn't get to stay at that bar long, so we had to go to another one. We go to Coyote Ugly. Bunch of women's up dancing on the stage or whatever, and Paper's like leaning up against the rail looking at the floor, so I knew he was about done. Pretty sure he told me he's like, I'm going to the restroom. I said, okay. I never seen him again for the rest of the apparently he walked about 5 miles to some girl's apartment that he knows at his house. So, but me and Joe Boo and Hootie, and we all went up to another bar. And of course, Susie was there, her sister, and some of her friends. And I remember that the point that I knew that I had too much, I've dumbassingly suggested some tequila shots. And so, like, when I took that last tequila shot and it hit my stomach, like I did that the burp vomit where it comes the vomit comes about halfway up in your throat and you're having to swallow it back down. You know, I was like, all right, I'm full. Like, my stomach's telling me I'm too full. And at that point is when it got so blurry that I don't remember very much. Apparently, I sung on the elevator on the way down to some 45-year-old woman with big fake boobs. This is what Susie tells me, because I sure as fuck don't remember. I walked into the big glass door walking out of the bar and about broke it.
Oh, shit.
And I got into this guy's truck, which is one of her sister's friends, and he drove us to Susie's car. We was going down the middle of Nashville in four lanes of traffic, and I'm like, pull over. I can feel it coming. And this guy's like, well, let me get to us. I was like, no, there's no waiting. Like, if you don't pull over, I'm going to fucking spew. So he keeps going. We're going like 70 miles an hour, so I roll the window down, hang my head out. Boy. He's got a really nice truck.
It's painted a clear coat on the passenger side.
Yeah, I painted the side of his truck. And like, whoever was behind us, I'm sorry. Because I know it was blowing it. I mean, it was coming out like a water hose because I was so full of liquor and mixed drinks and beer. Yeah, and I puked all down his fucking truck. He drops us off, and we get in Susie's car. Of course, she's driving me home. About 10 minutes out of Nashville, I feel it coming again. I'm like, pull over. I was like, I'm gonna do it again. Throw up again. Get it all in my beard, on my shirt. I have to pull off my shirt, and I'm driving home shirtless with puke in my beard. That's after the second puking's when I pretty much don't remember anything. I woke up. I was on the couch, completely naked. And I got up and I go in there and I make me a bowl of cereal and I'm eating it and I'm like, fuck, what does that smell? Like, God, it stinks so bad. And I come down here on the computer and I'm you know, in Discord fucking with those guys and I'm like, man, I've gotta go take a shower. I smell like bad decisions and ass. And you kinda find out I went and looked in the mirror, man, and I had like fucking crusty puke all in my beard. So yeah. I got cleaned up and washed off all my bad decisions, and I'm recovering today. I hadn't been that drunk since the last time when I drunk that Maker's Mark. I do one of those good drunks like that about once every 2 months. Just them hammered ass, can't move, just stupid drunk. Yeah. I about got us throwed out of the last bar we was in because I forget, like, all the rules go out the door, and I was out there on the dance floor smoking a cigarette. you can't smoke nowhere in these bars, you know, and now people are, oh, my God, he's smoking. So I remember the bouncer come over and told me, I had to go put it out, so I just threw it down on the dance floor and put it out. He walked away. He'd walk away, and I'd fire up another one. So I've come to two conclusions to why I didn't get thrown out. One is he felt sorry for me because I was so goddamn drunk. Or two, he did not think he could kick my ass. One of those two conclusions, because usually they'll throw you out for after they tell you so many times. But yeah. I know he at least come told me he put my cigarette out at least six times. I just kept smoking. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I had a good time down there with him. I was a little worried about paper, and he finally messaged and said he was on his way home, so he didn't get gang raped in an alley somewhere. And yeah, some homeless guy in between the bars, some homeless guy come up and started talking to us about our beards, about mine and Paper's beard.
Yeah,
it's like, well, how do y'all get it? You know, just asking a bunch of questions and shit. And somebody asked him something like, what he done for a living? He goes, oh, I'm homeless. That's what I do for a living. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. And I just take off walking. He goes, well, I wasn't going to ask for anything. It's like, good, because I ain't fucking got nothing. And there's a bunch of homeless people out there. It's crazy. Hmm. I hate to see it, but sometimes you just want to look at them and be like, lazy fuck, get a job. But anyway, yeah, man, there was lots of good fucking tunes, Jay.
Yeah.
Lots of good tunes, man.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
And the only thing that I hate is like 90% was all fucking cover bands.
Yeah.
And that's okay, you know, but I like going in and listening to somebody new that wrote their own shit.
Right.
Right.
Oh, let me discover a new song and I'll follow you on Twitter or something and right. start listening mm-hmm. to your shit. So, but it was mostly cover bands last night and there were some really good ones. So, but you know, didn't get to hear very much new stuff. That's pretty much all I'd done. What'd you do, Mike?
Nothing that much fun. I hung some Christmas lights today.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. took the kids around to hockey games yesterday. They got their little asses handed to them.
Oh yeah,
old time hockey.
It was really rough. We had to all day driving. We went to two different towns, played two different games, two different teams. And our team is a mixed composition of second year kids, first year kids. And all the teams that we played against were all second year kids, so there wasn't a bad kid on their team, so they pretty much just kicked our asses. We have two lines with about 2.5 kids that can really play, and they had a lot more bodies that could skate really well. So yeah, it was a hard day, but Mara and Ryer are both on the same team.
Okay.
So Mara ended up giving Ryer a nice pass, and he got away and went and got himself a goal. So
nice.
I was pretty excited that those two participated in the one goal we got in one game. It was kind of cool to see my kids working together a little bit on the ice and having a good time. And
my kids are good, and the rest of yours suck.
First game they played, Ryer punched Mara on the ice. He got knocked down and pissed off, and she went over to see if he was okay and tried to help him up, and then he punched her in the face. So that the coach wouldn't let him play together the rest of the game. Like, what the fuck are you doing hitting your sister? You don't hit her anyways. You don't ever hit a girl. Or anybody on your team.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? So we had a nice little talk for half hour between towns about how to play a little bit and more better with his sister and all that shit. But Haven, my eldest daughter, she's 12. She had her first formal yesterday.
Yeah, I seen those pictures on Facebook. Very nice.
Yeah, it's her and some of her friends got together and went. There was apparently only one girl that had a date to the thing, and it sounds like there's just a big... And I wanted to touch briefly on this. Maybe there's some parents out there that'll agree with me, or maybe I'm just crazy, but when you asked a girl, and we can discuss this, when you asked a girl to a date, to a prom, or to a dance, or whatever, did you ever go back on that request? If she accepted, did you say, I want to take somebody else, and then back out of it?
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
Because I usually ask whoever I was dating at the time, and you know how you are in high school. You switch girlfriends like you switch underwear.
Yeah.
So then you had to switch it up. Yeah.
So this was kind of the thing that was going on. There was, and maybe when you get a little older, it's a little different. But there'd be one boy who would ask one of these girls. And then a couple weeks later, he'd say, I think I want to take so-and-so. They're not dating. None of these kids are dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, she's maybe a little cuter, or maybe she was funnier this week, so I'm more interested. And for some reason, these boys were thinking they were going to change their minds all the time. So a bunch of these girls ended up going by themselves because the same couple of boys kept changing their mind on who they wanted to take to this dance. So I had a bunch of dateless boys and dateless girls, which to me is A-okay. So I don't know, it was just crazy that all this nonsense was going on with switching gears on who they were going to take. Now, I had an awful experience for my first prom that I won't get into on this show, but remind me to bring it up next time we do a show, because when we have a little bit more time. But that was a hell of a story. Let's see. So aside from those two things, did I do anything else? I did my placement matches in Overwatch. Got like 1780 rank somewhere right there. It's not great, like middle of the pack, I guess. And I went and did another ranked game today and got my fucking ass kicked. So I didn't do any more competitive mode today. But had some fun quick matches with a couple of guys. I actually had one of the guys request me, friend request me.
Yeah.
The hell was his name? Monkey Fumes?
He likes me.
Yeah, but it was cool. We'd switch. There was like probably a good 8 of us that were constantly sticking in with the same group. We did like 6 matches. So it was pretty fun just to kind of roll those guys. And there was a lot of general chat going on, friendly banter going back and forth. Hey, nice shot and good job there. Or, you got me, you bastard, kind of shit like that. So that was fun. But aside from Overwatch and Warcraft, we got Odin down. And then we got 2 new bosses in Heroic. Who the fuck did we get? We got Vagina Eye.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one that we were still working on? Fuck. I can't remember what all the fucking bosses are in there now.
Well, it's either Vagina, Dragons, Spider-Boss.
Spider-Boss. Elrith, that's who it was. Yeah. We got Elrith and we got Ilganoth. And all we got is Cenarius and Xavius.
Cool.
So we're going to end up going on a fresh run. But Tuesdays might be fucked up for us. Because it sounds like one of our tanks isn't going to be able to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I might just say we'll run normal EN. Either that or say fuck it all together and go do a goddamn Karazhan. Because I still haven't fucking done that goddamn place yet.
Yeah, then you only got 5 men, though. But we can have somebody else fill in for another tank group, too. You can tank or Storm can tank or something.
Yeah,
I still haven't done that either.
For at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's it for me. What about you, Jay?
Pretty much the same stuff as far as WoW, of course. Got half my placement matches done in Overwatch. Had some really good matches. Pretty much all of the placement matches so far have been really good, really close. Let's see what else. Deep fried a turkey tonight. I didn't start anything on fire, so that was good. that's about it, really. I'm trying to get a new position, possibly at my job.
Doggy style?
No, I applied for a new position within the company. Within the company.
Scissoring?
No, so it's with a different sub company, kind of. It's with the clean energy part of the company that I work for. So they're starting up some new IT positions. So I applied for one of those. We'll see what
interesting titties.
See what happens there. Yeah, there's some of that.
Sorry, I'm taking your reality and make it a bit stupid.
Yeah. Well. Stupid is one word for it, I guess.
That's what I do.
Anyway, yeah, that's really about it for me.
Well, how is that process going? I mean, how far along are you on that? I mean, you're looking. Is it good?
I don't know. The position just closed on Friday, so we'll see this week probably what happens.
Oh, okay. So they just compile their applicants and then review process, interview process, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Fuck, do you got like a leg in or anything?
I got part of the job is doing a lot of stuff that I've been doing already.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of experience with it already, so we'll see. We'll see how negotiations go. That's gonna
good
be
luck.
A big part of it. Thanks. Yeah,
negotiated a new position today too.
Oh yeah? New position with Darcy or what?
Yeah.
Donkey wheelbarrow?
I went from dishwasher to clothes folder today.
Okay.
No, nothing exciting.
Yeah. All right, shit. Well, do we got anything news topic to talk about?
I looked and I couldn't find anything that was interesting. I guess if you want to go look at MMO Champion and you want to brush up on Argus lore, because we're going to go there in like 7 years when patch like 7.3 comes out or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long ways off. Yeah. If you care, go look. There's a nice video there that somebody fucking put together. I don't know who the fuck did it. I watched it. I gave about 2 seconds of a fuck. and then when, yeah, I know all this lore because we've talked about fucking the Eridar and Argus and it's old history. But yeah, if you want to go look it up, look it up. Google it, asshole.
Right.
That's it. I got nothing. There's fucking dick all for news out there right now.
Yeah.
Interesting, anyways.
Right. All right. We got an email and a voicemail.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
Sure.
Pac, you haven't heard the new email intro, have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen to you guys sitting in my hotel.
Mm-hmm. Right. I suppose you got nothing else to do, huh?
Yeah, nothing.
That's a new level of bored when you're listening to the show.
That's gnarly.
All right, well, let's play this and do some email.
Time to open up the inbox. Gonna have a message or not. Now a long voicemail, now a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh, nah. But probably so.
So, what do you want to start with? Email or voicemail? Flip a coin.
But probably so.
Probably so. long ass.
I'll read it. It says, hey guys, to start with, to set up the Xbox multi-user while only paying for one gold sub, add the gamer tag that will have the gold account. Go into the setting, set the Xbox as your home Xbox. After that, the settings, you will see an option to share gold. Turn that option on. That went on. Any other Xbox gamer tag that is added will use gold from the first gamer tag added. This will also allow gamer tags on that Xbox to play the free games you downloaded every month. Sweet.
Cool. Sounds easy enough.
It does sound easy enough. I can handle that. Click a couple options. Cha-ching!
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And second, last night I finally got my guild through Emerald Nightmare on Heroic. Xavius is a bit of a douchebag, but finally died. Usual raid size is 14 for us. We actually had to have one healer bring a dish to get through phase 3. What?
Bring him what?
We actually had to have one healer bring a dish to get through phase 3.
Like a satellite dish?
I'm not sure. Looking forward to working on Helia again, but that's our next step. Sorry for the long email. Have a good show. Good luck in your raid progress. Mord.
Thanks, Mord.
A dish?
A dish. Like a hot dish?
What are you talking about?
Oh. Yeah, he says DPS.
DPS,
oh.
He says, damn it. Sort of the best typos we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Had to bring a dish. I hope you guys are hungry, because I bought a little for everyone. Xavius, how about these, huh? You smell that? Corn on the cob. Dish.
That's awesome.
Well, that's cool. Congrats on getting that clear.
Yeah.
Hopefully someday we'll fucking figure it out ourselves.
Right.
We did really good with a smaller group, though. I think we only had 11.
Yeah. I think it was like 11.
Less people to fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now normally our problem is we seem to have... We've had a couple of sudden re-rolls.
Yeah.
Or like Deathstro just finally caught up to where he can start raiding again. And the item levels we're constantly cycling people up to gear the fuck up, and it's just you're just treading water.
Did the Trek ever like catch up and get his stuff up, or
he does really well when he's there, but he's only like about 50% of the time. Like, I think he's missed the last two raids. So, and I don't know if that's health or work related. So I think he said he was going to be out for a little while because he had to have surgery or something.
Okay.
Because his shoulder was going to be fucked up. So, but yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while, but yeah, he was, he finally picked it up. We looked at logs for quite a while and he sort of figured shit out. If he gets a little ahead of himself and has to move a little bit too much, then his DPS really drops. But when he can stand there and get a good throw at the boss, he does amazing. Like, he knows what the fuck he's doing. He just gets frustrated when he's got to move.
Yeah, he gets flustered easy. You know, just not having that instinct experience. Things happen and he gets a little flustered, and you can see it in his DPS. But like you said, if he just stands there, he does really good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of mages, I finally did my mage's artifact quest.
Yeah?
When I first started him, but I did the arcane.
Oh, okay.
So you get the staff of the guardian, right? I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but that fucker does not want you to have it. It talks shit to you the whole time you're trying to get it.
Oh, really?
Like, it's like, you think you're strong enough to possess me, mortal?
Sounds like Macho Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. But it was like, all the rest of them were like, you got to get this. It's going to be badass. And
right.
And this thing is so cool. And so this one's just like, fuck you, man. I don't want you to run me.
I'm not going to do it on here, but I actually have a really good Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
It's pretty on point.
Yeah. He's my favorite wrestler.
He was my favorite wrestler. Yeah, that's why I used to do it all the time. Yeah. It's pretty on point. Sunglasses. I'll do it.
Well, there's the email.
Right.
Where's the phone call?
Oh, we got it right here.
Was it daggered?
Yeah. Yep. Here we go.
What's up, guys? It's Daggered. Was just calling to kind of ask you guys how you're feeling about artifact power. It's been almost 3 months to the day, and I got my 35th artifact trait. That's the first point into your Paragon trait, where you get like the 5% or 10% boost or whatever. And then it just scales up like a percentage of point after that or whatever. So 3 months is longer than I've basically grinded for anything in this game. It's actually kind of crazy. So I was kind of wondering like how you guys are feeling about it after we've been in the expansion for a couple months. On the one hand, like, I appreciate that there's always something that I can do to kind of further progress my character. But on the other hand, I also have appreciated in the past where it feels like you have kind of completed or hit a plateau with what's available. And that plateau feels unreachable right now when there's always something you can do to make your character better. There's always more time you can invest, which makes it hard to justify playing anything but your main, really. I don't know. So I was kind of wondering what you guys think. Because, like, the other thing, too, is, like, my artifact knowledge is, like, I don't know, 16 or 17, and you get maybe 10,000 to 25,000 artifact power per quest, and that's literally, like, 1% to 1.5%. of an artifact trait level at this point. So, like, if you're world questing, you have to do like 100 of them to get an artifact level. Or if you're doing like a mid-level mythic plus dungeon, you have to do like 30 of them, 30 to 40, or like 30 to 35 of them to get a level. I mean, it's just such a fucking grind, man. It's kind of unreal. So, I don't know. I kind of like it, but I kind of hate it. Wondering what you guys think. Have a good show.
Now, is that Daggered or Big Game Hunter?
Daggered.
Okay.
Well, I was Big Game bitching about it, too.
Well, yeah, he just usually bitches about stuff. I'm so behind on my artifact power, I can't even answer that question, or I haven't played. Very much.
How do I feel about artifact power?
But, yeah. I don't, like, as far as he's talking about it, like a cap. I mean, it's fucking World of Warcraft. You can't beat World of Warcraft.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So, stop crying and just keep putting points in there. Just put your points in there, Daggard.
Just keep farming those mythics.
Just keep putting them in there.
Yeah.
Just keep and you don't have to. You don't have to keep farming to keep up in that. I mean, there's a point to where, yeah, it's going to help you a little percentage. But I mean, who the fuck cares if you're doing your job and you're doing it well?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't worry too much about farming and getting it up just to say, hey, I got artifact power 1,000. Because really, nobody gives a shit. So, as long as you're doing your job and you're not slacking in your role in raid,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't worry about no cap. Just put them in there as you get them.
It's such a big change in mindset. For me, I'm fucking fine. Like, I understand the importance of reaching the hidden artifact, unlocking that trait, and at least getting the first point in there. After that, it's just, if I have enough points, I'm going to stick them into there. Yeah. And I'm just going to continue to try to build that up. But I also know it's okay if I don't hurry up and fucking get there. Because right now, I'm still healing like a fucking monster anyways. And for what we're doing, normals and heroics, that extra percentage of math that is required for mythic progression isn't required for what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the mindset for the mythic raiders, the one percenters, the guys like that need that statistical edge in math to be able to overcome whatever piece of adversity they're up against to try to push their content or whatever. It's important, and it's going to be a constant drain on you mentally and probably physically, trying to keep up to the Joneses with making sure you're staying on par with everybody else as far as your artifact progression goes. Because, shit, I mean, 2%, if I had had 2% more damage reduction, well, fuck, maybe we wouldn't have died and we wouldn't have had that sub 1% wipe or whatever the fuck it was. You know, these are things that eat at you as a progression raider. And I think it's almost designed purposefully like that. It's a reward system that says, if you've got the time, go ahead and hammer it out. If you've got the drive, go ahead and hammer it out. And it is a prestige thing to say, I've done it. Now, I'm probably never going to cap out those 20 fucking slots that you can upgrade or whatever it is in your hidden artifact power, but I don't give a fuck. It's not my responsibility to hit that to help my raid team.
Yeah.
Which is a big difference between the kind of raider that I am and the kind of raider that requires you to push mythic content.
Yeah. Yeah, now if you was a big-time mythic raider, I could understand wanting to get it high.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like you said, it's there if you want to do it, but I wouldn't consider it an absolute necessity. Now, if you're mythic raiding, probably, but, yeah.
Yeah, Daggard, you better stay up for a while and get that done. I want to hear in a few days that you got yourself a couple of more ranks. Like, quit fucking dragging your feet, man. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice input, Jay.
You want to be the best, you got to drive the best.
If you ain't first, you're last, Daggard.
Trademark, Ricky Bobby. With all due respect.
With all due respect.
You can't say with all due respect and say whatever you want to say to me.
Like, hell, I can't.
It's Geneva Convention.
Yep. So we've resorted to quoting Ricky Bobby.
As long as we stay on the Will Ferrell track, we're good.
Right.
Yeah. It's a truly funny observation.
It's a truly funny observation.
Lightning Balls is in the chat room.
It's a hat day, yes.
Yeah.
It's hat day.
Next week, we'll do our hair. Something.
Right.
I need to get a fucking haircut. Speaking of.
Who's Uma Gumas?
Remember Uma? Umas?
In the chat room.
Umas?
Umas? Mm. Remember it Umas? Sounds familiar.
She's a paladin who hung out with us and a Wrath. Guys we met. Remember when we were doing the thing where we do after the show, we'd find a random server and go kill Hogger?
Yeah.
With a bunch of level ones.
Oh, we'd
run fucking in.
Okay. No, I remember this
one. A bunch of those guys come hang out with us at Horde Side.
Sure.
Go kill shit and goof right. off. It was a good experience. It was a good experience. Back in the day.
Yep. Speaking of back in the day, that's all
what
we
do
got
you
for
do?
The show. That's all we got.
You want to go finish your placement matches?
I do. It's not a bad idea.
You should stream it so people can watch us. I'm terrible.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Stopcast Podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_Stopcast, @Mike_Stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.